He also doesn't know whether to be nice to them or nasty to them, which is why my experience of him was him at once sort of touching me, but then also telling me off and telling me to do this and shouting at me and telling me that if I got things wrong, he would be furious. I think he's a terrible person and really unpleasant and nasty.
Marketing Birmingham says the Tory party conference could bring £50 million into the city by 2020. The conference starts on Sunday and it's thought a deal's been done to bring it to the ICC at least three more times, even though the Labour leader of Birmingham City Council says it won't be subsidised. Anne Tonks is the managing director of Opus Restaurant. She says the event is more than a short-term bonus.
We find that we do actually get some repeat business. We have private dining, so we will get others coming back and booking, irrespective of a conference. So I think it has a long-term effect.
The passport office is to be brought back under the control of the government. The move follows widespread criticism of delays in June, when the backlog reached more than 500,000 applications. That's since been reduced to about 80,000. The red carpet is out in Birmingham tonight for the Pride of Birmingham Awards. The event at the city's town hall will see eight inspiring people honoured for acts of courage or bravery. Private Carl Hinnett is nominated after suffering 37% burns in a mob attack. He says it all happened in seconds.
My friends were there straight away, and how quick and how fast they reacted to under such a crazy situation. You know, there's pressure everywhere, but they remarkable, and it still to this day makes me proud to be a part of the Staffordshire Regiment.
And BBC WM will keep you up to date with all the winners with special backstage reports from 7 tonight. Finally, the weather: sunshine this afternoon, though breezy with temperatures reaching 17 degrees Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, dry, dipping down to 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And the weekend, tomorrow will be cloudy to start with, but sunny spells in the afternoon and reaching a high of 18 degrees Celsius, that's 65 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
That'll do it.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Suddenly it's Friday after. What on earth has happened to the week? It was Saturday a minute ago when we were sat here doing the Saturday morning show, me and producer Joe, and then the week has just gone like that and it's Friday. Good afternoon. This is Ian Lee. BBC WM 95.6 here every Friday, 2 till 4. I apologise in advance if you're listening on DAB or online. I went out and had tapas before the show. I never eat before the show. This is such a schoolboy error because it means for the next 2 hours I'll be sitting here. It'll be all those horrible, horrible noises going on. If you're listening in your car or on good old-fashioned FM, you won't hear it. On DAB, man alive, you're in big trouble. I've had a little... I'm still kind of a new boy. When it comes to BBC WM 95.6, I look through the glass. I can see Mr. Paul Franks, who I believe has been celebrating his 25th year here at this radio station. But loads of people have been here. I've only been here a while. And today, producer Joe and I were having a little wander around the building. We came across the coolest thing, OK? And none of us knew this existed here. There is a prayer room at the radio station. A prayer room. Wonderful. Who uses it? I don't know. Does anybody use it? I say room. There's no door. And it's kind of, you have to go around a corner and suddenly it's there. And it's very nice. A little cold, perhaps. But there are some chairs. There are some hats. There is your prayer mat. And there are various different holy books there. Fantastic. Who goes there? The only time I've used the prayer room, they used to be called the chapel, didn't they? But now, of course, it's multi-religion. The only time is sometimes if I'm visiting someone in the hospital, I can have a little sit in the chapel, in the prayer room. Because it's kind of quite nice, you know, and you sort of, whether you believe or not, it's kind of a nice thing to do, isn't it? Isn't it? Look, you could also go in there if you've got a migraine, apparently. But who uses the prayer room? They have them. Isn't there some law that the public buildings have to have a prayer room? All airports have got prayer rooms. Quite often they are porter cabins, sort of around the back of the car park. 03453 009956. It's an odd one, this one. And normally when you start a phone-in show, You start with, like, you start with your biggest hitter. You start with the one you know is going to get you shed loads of calls. I'm expecting we'll get two calls on this. But boy, they're going to be good quality calls. Who on earth uses a prayer room, please? And can we ask this without being too inappropriate? I guess we can. What else have you used a prayer room for? Ladies and gentlemen, there we go. Delicate, please. But what else have you used a prayer room for, apart from the obvious praying? 03453 009956. Another thing. It's going to be one of those shows, OK? There's so much we could talk about today. There's MPs voting. There's David Travis, which we will get to later on. My head is just full of random thoughts. At the tapas, producer Joe and I had olives, right? How do you take the pips out of olives? I know that when they come to you and they've got stones in, you do it yourself, you put them in your mouth, you spit them out on a little saucer. That's fine. Indiscreet, but fine. But how can you buy olives that don't have the seeds in? What are they called? Seeds? Rocks? Stones? Why not? Is there a machine that takes the stones out of the olives? And if so, how does that work? There can't be some fella in the back of the restaurant sucking on an olive, getting the stone out and spitting it out for you, and then washing the olives off. I know it's going to be a random show today. I'm just kind of feeling that random vibe. I hope you can dig it, man. Alternative uses for prayer rooms, and how do you get the stones out of olives? 03453 009956. Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Producer Joe is out there taking your phone calls. Now is an excellent time to call because it looks like she's dozing off. 0344. Man alive, the look of death. I was just given skunk eye there. 03453 009956. Alternative uses for prayer rooms, please. And how on earth, how do they get the stones out of olives? Someone will know. There can't be a machine for it, because who's going to invent a, why would anyone invent a machine for getting stones out of olives? It would be a pretty poor pitch on the Dragons then, wouldn't it? Yeah, Duncan, I've got this machine. How's it do? I knew I was approaching a Duncan Banatai impression, and I just went for it. And boy, oh boy, I'm glad I did. It was really good. Well, it gets the stones out of olives. Why don't you just suck it and spit it out? Well, because that would be inappropriate in a restaurant. I'm out. 03453 009956. Michael's in Heath Hayes. Good afternoon, Michael.
Morning to you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I impressed myself and amused myself with my Duncan Bannatyne impression. Oh.
Who's he?
Sorry? Who's Duncan Bannatyne?
Oh, he's that rich bird. Oh, rich bloke.
He's the rich bird. The thing is, because in the last two series of Dragon's Den, he's not put in any offers because he's just got divorced. So he's got no money. So he's not even that rich bloke. He's just that bloke now.
He's one of us.
He's
the clan.
He's a pleb like us, Michael.
Yeah.
He's just normal. What have you got for us, Michael?
These prayer rooms.
Yes.
They're for Muslims because they pray about 4 or 5 times a day.
Right.
And you'll probably find out it faces east. Oh. And it can't be used for any other purpose because if you do, they'll have a go.
No. I was in our prayer room and producer Joe was reading the Bible, the good old Christian Bible.
Oh, that's all right, but if the Muslims are in there praying, then you can't go in.
No, do we have evidence to back that up?
And they probably have to take the shoes off when they go in as well.
Well, it's a funny thing you should say, Michael, because I've got my shoes off right now. I always take my shoes off when I present
a
radio show.
There was a funny smell coming down the telephone.
Yeah, you cheeky little... Listen, I think if the Muslims are in there having a little prayer up, I think Christians and Jews can go in there as well.
Have you checked the toilets?
For what?
Well, they have special toilets as well,
oh,
you know.
Oh, blimey, here we go. We're going off on a tangent. Michael, thank you very much indeed. They have... On the day when we're about to declare war on the so-called Islamic State, we have callers who think that them Muslims have special toilets. What does that mean? Special toilets? What does that mean? What does that even mean? Isn't it funny? Sometimes you can start talking to someone and then realise you are talking to someone who is coming from a completely different background. I don't know what that means. They have special toilets. If anybody can answer that one, as far as I'm aware. And also, the prayer rooms. Anyone could go and have a little prayer in the prayer room, can't they? I don't know prayer room etiquette. Because, in fairness, some prayers are quite noisy and some prayers are quite quiet. And do the noisy ones irritate them? I mean, are the quiet ones praying for the noisy ones to shut up? What's going on there? How does that work? Is there an etiquette when it comes to prayer rooms? 03453 009956. It's one of those things where you know it's not going to get many calls, but boy oh boy, you're hoping the calls are going to be good. First one, maybe not. Maybe not, but that's fine. And also, how the hell do you get stones out of olives? There's got to be some... By the way, I've only in the last, how am I, 41, in the last 5 years started enjoying olives. Why? Well, when I was 16, the first olive I ever ate, I was told it was a grape. So my mouth was set for sweet grape. Instead, I got bitter olive. Imagine that. The disappointment there. 03453 009956. The way this show works, by the way, dear listener, is I kind of come in and talk nonsense, and you're more than welcome to come and argue with me if you so wish. Or if there's something else that you think we should be talking about that we're not, then you can call in. It's a really big day for news, isn't it? And we did talk about, producer Joe and I, about whether we should come in and talk about the MPs having a little vote up on war today. You can kind of call in about that if you want. We may bring it up a bit later on, but, yeah, it's just such a big thing. We may talk about that on tomorrow's show. We'll see how it goes. 03453 009956.
A new hero for mid-mornings.
Right, let's just catch up with Keith from West Brom. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hiya, Danny.
Yeah, good morning. Now then, let's recap. You called in, Keith, because you were banging your head against a brick wall. You wanted a job driving, and you had gone for interview after interview.
His mission, to change the lives of many in Birmingham and the Black Country.
Well, they had a job coming yesterday morning for the driver, and I guess who got the job?
You.
Yeah, and I'll start Monday.
Good lad. Keith, congratulations.
Cheers, Danny. Thanks for all your help, mate.
No, you're more than welcome.
A new champion for the West Midlands, Danny Kelly. Weekdays from 9.
BBC WM 95.6.
Now, we go from the light to the shade in one fell swoop. I'm going to ask a question, and it's kind of... I feel slightly uncomfortable asking this question. I want to assure you it comes with no baggage from me, OK? The only baggage is I want your genuine answer. So don't... Please don't hear me asking this question and make up something about what you think I'm thinking. Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? Just have a think about it. Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? The former Radio 1 DJ, Dave Lee Travis, has been given a 3-month suspended prison sentence for groping a television researcher. He assaulted the woman behind the scenes at the Mrs. Merton show in 1995. Well, have a listen to this. This is Travis outside the court, and he says the prosecution had failed to prove that he was a sexual predator.
I've always been worried that if the prosecution threw enough mud at me, some of it might stick. I'm mortified and I am really disappointed that I was convicted of one count, and it's of little comfort to me that I was acquitted of so many others.
He's always very defiant, Dave Lee Travis. He's using the same tone he used when he quit Radio 1. That same kind of, I'm right, you're wrong. He was found guilty of inappropriately touching a woman. Now, the reason I'm asking this is because I have kind of noticed a little shift in the mood towards Dave Lee Travis online. Jimmy Savile, most people saying, oh, we should, you know, he got away with it, we should have hung him. Stuart Hall, yeah, we should, you know, hang him and flog him. Rolf Harris, yeah, I'm glad he's been locked up. That seems to be the thread. I'm kind of picking up that there is a significant amount of people who think that Dave Lee Travis has been a bit hard done by. Simple question. Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? 03453 009956. I'm joined by Julie Bindle, who is a feminist journalist and campaigner. Afternoon, Julie.
Hello there.
Well, what are your thoughts on Dave Lee Travis's 3-month suspended sentence?
Well, it's far too lenient, and I hope that the Attorney General will look at it in terms of possibly increasing it. Do I feel sorry for him? Absolutely not. I do feel sorry for his victim. I feel sorry for the fact that she was groped for 15 to 20 seconds and said she felt frozen with fear. And I also feel very sorry for her that she was dubbed a fantasist and a liar in court, which would have re-traumatised her. Now, bear this in mind. The mud that was flung at Dave Lee Travis, as he put it, is called evidence that was assessed by a jury in a court of law. And quite frankly, I think he's had a very, very lucky escape.
Do you think he should have gone to prison?
Yes, I do. I think he should have gone to prison for two reasons. One, this was a serious assault and it caused the victim great distress. And two, we have now seen with the Savile case, with Rochdale, Rotherham, Oxford and all the other big scandals that have been exposed recently of endemic child sexual abuse. And I think that we need to send out a message, a very clear message, that women and girls are not just there for men to use as sexual playthings, that the law is the law and that women and girls need protecting. And part of that protection is to deter perpetrators like Dave Lee Travis and the scores of other men we've heard about recently, which is tip of the iceberg, from ever doing it again.
Julie, let me put forward what I'm kind of making up. We'll get some calls like this later in the show, but I have heard this argument. What he did is in no way comparable to the crimes of Stuart Hall and Rolf Harris. He didn't groom and sexually abuse children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird trying to have degrees of sexual abuse. So kind of bear with me.
It is, isn't it?
Like, my language is quite clumsy, so bear with me. But he didn't rape or abuse, you know, children, underage girls. He jiggled a woman's breasts. Does that really warrant a prison sentence?
He didn't jiggle a woman's breasts. He sexually assaulted her by groping her breasts, and that means squeezing and pushing at her breasts and grabbing them in a public place where he was out of view for 15 to 20 seconds. Now, there are many cases of people who, for example, get into pub brawls where somebody puts a glass in somebody's face, somebody knifes somebody to death. What are you going to say? Well, he only put a glass in his face, he didn't knife him to death. It's ridiculous using these degrees. It's not actually looking very good for Dave Lee Travis, that the only thing we can say in his favour is, well, at least he didn't rape an underage girl. Now, as I say, I think he's got away with a lot not going to prison. And I think that the man is arrogant, and I really hope it gets referred to the Attorney General for a potential view to increase his sentence.
Julie, I really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Julie Bindle, feminist journalist and campaigner. Just to reiterate, of course, he was charged, I think, well, in this case, with two other counts, and I think in the previous case, 12. Wasn't found guilty on those, only been found guilty of one. And the offence was, if I have read this correctly, he was walking past a young woman who was smoking in the corridor. He said, you ought to be careful, that's going to damage your lungs. He put his hands on her rib cage and then moved his hands up and squeezed her breasts for 15 to 20 seconds. Julie there thinks that David Travis should have gone to prison. 03453 009956. Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? Jeff, stay there. I'll be with you after this.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Time I hold you, I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life.
Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. What a mixed bunch we're talking about. Olives, prayer rooms and Dave Lee Travis. I know you couldn't write this stuff. Jeff's in Walsall. Jeff, do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis?
I do, yes.
Tell me why.
Well, whoever's made these accusations, they make them anonymously. So he's got to defend himself. I'm just waiting for the time when whoever it is, they'll suddenly sell the story to a Sunday newspaper.
Yeah.
And we all know, if you look, you can look the wrong way at a woman. The law is lauded today in favour of women.
He touched up a woman against her will and made her feel less than. That's not right, is it?
Well,
Or is it? Is it right?
Have you ever watched the old editions of Top of the Pops on the television?
Yes, I'm an old
man.
You
watch them and you see the girls at the front.
Right.
They're all over the singers and the guitarists.
Yeah.
Or they all jump out of the woodwork now saying we've all been touched up.
No, but in this instance, this was a young woman working behind the scenes of a television programme, an older man with more power and authority than her, and a big man, Travis is a big fella, walked up to her and squeezed her breasts and made her feel small. Is that appropriate?
If it actually happened...
Well, it did. The court of law has proved that it actually happened.
Well, the law has... But my feeling is they've believed the woman. They haven't... I mean, it's been found guilty on... not guilty on how many charges?
Well, about 12 others. But that doesn't... not being found not guilty on other charges doesn't mean the fact that he's been found guilty on this charge. You saying that she made it all up?
It wouldn't surprise me.
But why would someone do that?
Because they would...
But why?
You've only got to look at any divorce. Women will come out with the most fantastic tales to gain sympathy, and they do.
She wasn't divorcing him. She was complaining about him touching her up 19 years ago.
Look, no, it took 19 years to complain about it. I mean, if that was me, right, if I was the judge, I'd say, excuse me, love, it took you 19 years to bring court. Where have you been for the last 19 years?
You do know that part of the problem when one is sexually abused is that you feel shameful and you don't always realise that you've been abused, or you feel too embarrassed to talk about it.
I think a lot of it is to do with the compensation culture. She'll be coming soon, how much can I have? And that's what it is. You can't wait 19 years suddenly to bring a claim against somebody.
Jeff, thank you very much indeed. 03-453-00956. What he did was wrong, OK? Is it as clear-cut, though, as the Jimmy Savile, the Rolf Harris, the Stuart Hall cases? That's all I'm asking. If you notice, I'm not giving you what I'm thinking either. At least I'm trying not to. I'm trying to sound impartial. Not always possible. We go from Dave Lee Travis to Olive Stones. You, honestly, I've won awards and this is the best we can do. Wendy's in Willenhall. Good afternoon, Wendy. Wendy's disappeared. That's a shame. Looking forward to speaking to Wendy about Olive Stones. She's vanished. 03453-00956 is the telephone number. A little recap before we go into the travel. Oh, Wendy, are you there?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Hello, Wendy. Now, Olive Stones, how on earth do they get them out of olives?
You've got this little metal thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got like a little round circle thing on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's like a pair of tweezers.
Okay.
You put your olive on and you press it and it pushes the stone out the bottom.
Oh. But how did they...
And it's...
But we had...
Stone remover.
Wendy, we had for lunch, we had a bowl of about 35 olives. That would take ages for someone to do that.
No, it wouldn't. 2 seconds. You put it on, it's like piercing.
Yeah.
Just put it on the little round thing.
Yeah.
There's a hole at the bottom for the stone to come straight out the bottom.
Wendy, you're a legend. Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's how you... I'm confused. 03453-00956. Let's get the latest travel news now. Here's Adam Crowther.
The M40 northbound, an accident earlier on still causing delays up from junction 15 at the Longridge Island Warwick turn up towards the M42 link, despite the fact that all lanes are now open. Busy on the M5 southbound from junction 4, that's the turn off at Bromsgrove down to 4A for the M42 there. And also busy on the M5 north from junction 1 at West Brom to the M6 link. South on the M6 is busy junction 13 from Stafford towards Gailey and Cannock at junction 12 for the A5 turn off, not helped by the major works that continue. In and out of Birmingham City Centre, starting to slow on the Soho Road, the A41 through to Handsworth from Hockley, and it's a little slow going on the Hagley Road out from the Five Ways Island. And in Kings Norton, be aware that the Pershore Road is closed in either direction as a result of the major works that continue between Wharf Road and Redditch Road. Elsewhere, if you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 00288.
Adam, thank you very much.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
It's 2:30. Let's get the latest news now. Here's Charlotte Harriman.
David Cameron has said the British mission against Islamic State couldn't take not just months, but years. He was speaking in the Commons as he set out the case for British forces to carry out airstrikes on the militants in Iraq. The former BBC presenter Dave Lee Travis has been given a suspended 3-month prison sentence for indecent assault. He was convicted of groping a young television researcher behind the scenes at the Mrs. Merton show in 1995. 15 people have been arrested on suspicion of running brothels after raids across the Black Country, including Wolverhampton. Detectives say some of the people being made to work in them are the victims of modern slavery. The red carpet is out in Birmingham tonight for the Pride of Birmingham Awards. The event at the city's town hall will see 8 inspiring people honoured for acts of courage or bravery. BBC WM will keep you up to date with all the winners with special backstage reports from 7 tonight. And looking at the weather, this afternoon will be sunny but breezy with temperatures at 17 degrees Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Dry tonight, dipping down to 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And looking at the weekend, tomorrow will start cloudy, but sunny spells will break through and highs of 18 degrees Celsius, 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
The Voice. The Voice. The Voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
It's one of the shows. It's one of those shows. There's so much in the news. It's like the biggest news day in years. Your MPs are voting for us to go to war. We could have talked about that. We might talk about that a bit later. Dave Lee Travis has been sentenced to 3 months suspended sentence. We are talking about that now. Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? On the other side of things, alternative uses for prayer rooms. There's a prayer room here. Of course there is. It's the BBC. There's a prayer room. Alternative uses for prayer rooms, and also, what do you do to entertain yourself at work? Here at the WM, there's like a balustrade, a little walkway up in the air, and it's the first time I've been up there today. And we looked over and we saw one of our colleagues, Bernie, was sitting there, and we felt mischievous, and so we chucked coins at her, 60p. We chucked coins at her, producer Joe. You were egging me on, and It was hilarious because she didn't know where it was coming from. She stole the 60p, though. What do you do at work to entertain yourself when you should be working? We all have chair fights, don't we? We all sit in the chairs and get pushed around, or lanyard battles, or hide each other's bags and telephones, huh? Rob says, we've been looking at online wig stores to entertain ourselves today at work. 03453 009956. Dawn's in Walsall. Afternoon, Dawn.
Hi.
Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis?
No, I don't feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis, but I was really annoyed with your last caller stating the fact that, you know, people who've been abused and they've come out, you know, so many years later. And I was quite happy with your response when you said, you know, people who have been abused, it takes some courage to come out. I'm just appalled because that's why the likes of people like us don't like to come out with things, because of bigots like that tar everyone with the same brush. And, you know, I understand that there's going to be people that may, as he says, jump on the bandwagon. But it takes courage for someone to speak out.
Gosh, some of these questions around this are so difficult, Dawn, and I feel uncomfortable asking them, but let's try and have a frank conversation that people will be having in pubs all across the country. Is what Dave Lee Travis did, groping a woman's breast for 20 seconds, is that comparable to what Stuart Hall did?
Of course it's comparable, because any effect, whether it be a woman, whether it be a man, any effect where someone feels violated, that someone's, as in that case, touch the breast, then yeah, I do think, you know, abuse is abuse, no matter how small or minor the person might, the outside person might think it is.
Dawn, stay there. Simon's also in Walsall. Afternoon, Simon. Simon? I'm having terrible trouble with my phones today. I don't know what's going on. I think I've been sabotaged. I bet it's that blooming Danny Kelly. I bet it's Danny Kelly. Simon, are you there?
I'm here.
I do apologise, sir. I'm having great trouble with my phones. Do you have sympathy for Dave Lee Travis?
To a certain extent.
Tell me why.
If he's guilty, then he's charged. But why wasn't he dealt with 20 years ago?
Sorry, say that again.
Why wasn't this dealt with 19 years ago, if you've got a problem?
Well, Is that the only issue you have?
No, I mean, he's been tried and found guilty by 12 of his peers, but so was Derek Bentley. You know.
Dawn, I can hear you huffing and puffing, Dawn. What do you...
You know, it took me 30-odd years to come out. You know, it's when the person finds the strength, it's when the person finds the courage, and it's when, such as now, because it's in the publicity, people are actually sitting up and listening instead of brushing it under the carpet. That's what's so annoying.
Simon?
Yep. I mean, it may have taken 19 years to pick up the courage, but, I mean, he was tried, about 12 months ago.
So what is the cut-off point then? How long are you allowed to have been abused before, you're not allowed to go to court anymore? 5 years? 10 years?
I mean, it can be 50 years. I mean, somebody...
But then what's the problem with her coming back out 19 years later then?
No, I'm just saying, why is it taking the 19... Why didn't she come out when...
Maybe she was terrified. Maybe she was terrified. Maybe she felt no one would listen to her. Maybe she thought no one would believe her. Maybe...
Maybe she thought she'd have bigots like that on the other end of the phone.
I'm not trying to be a bigot. I'm just saying it came out last year. When if she'd come out last year, he would have been convicted last year.
Simon,
do you know that something's not triggered the memory for it to come out?
Dawn, can I pick up on something you said? You said it took 30 years for you to come out. I'm assuming that means at some point you were abused. What happened? And why did it take so long for you to come and speak about it?
Oh, because my mine obviously was within the family, and when you're tied to a family, then obviously, you want, as people would say, you want your family to be normal, so let's not come out with it. And then you've got people like saying, oh, if you come out with it, you'll get me into trouble or you'll get this into trouble. So eventually I thought, why do I have to worry about what other people think anymore? I need to do what's right for me. I need to get rid of my demons that I have to wake up with every day. And on doing that, that's exactly what I did. And so this lady, and any lady, any gentleman that's been abused, it's not just women. Anyone that finds strength to come out, that's part of their healing process. That's the only time that they can start beginning to relive their life.
Simon, can you hear what Dawn's saying? Do you understand that?
I can. And I'm sorry this happened to her 30 years ago, but would she have felt better if she'd come out 10, 20 years earlier?
If I'd have come out 10, 20 years earlier, I'd have probably been slaughtered.
Bye.
I just cannot, it all depends on everyone's individuality of when they find the strength. Some people don't find the strength to come out. Some people are still living in fear today.
Dawn, I appreciate your thoughts and that. Simon, thank you very much indeed. 03453 009956. It's interesting, isn't it? There are so many different reasons why it takes years for victims of abuse to come out. They might have forgotten it. And that's not to demean what happened to them. It's a psychological trick, isn't it? Quite often, if something is so traumatic, we forget it. Or they thought they wouldn't be believed, as a lot of people who complained about Jimmy Savile through the 70s, the 80s, 90s, they complained and the police ignored them. So they weren't believed. Thought they might be laughed at. They thought they might get into trouble. They thought they might be hurt or their family might be hurt. There's lots of reasons. 03453 009956. We're kind of going off into tangents, and I like it when we do that. An interesting thing there. First of all, do you feel sorry for David Travis? Secondly, is what David Travis did, and I'm saying this, I hope you're not interpreting this as me demeaning what his victim went through, but is what David Travis did comparable to what, let's say, Rolf Harris did? Groomed an underage girl. 03453 009956.
Yeah.
We interrupt this record to apologise for playing it. I know when you're working in radio, you're supposed to love all the tunes. And the next tune, oh, man alive, the next tune, awesome. Taylor Swift, it's up there with Robbie Williams and Candy for me. There, exactly. There's a poor song, if ever there was. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. It's an odd show. It's kind of, we don't quite know what it is. We throw stuff out and you phone us up and talk about it, or you don't, and you can phone us up and talk about other stuff. It's very relaxed is probably the correct word. Dishevelled is possibly more accurate. So far, shambles. That's it, Producer Joe. Thank you very much indeed. It's an absolute blooming shambles. so far, what do you do at work to entertain yourself? I think we've worked out how they get the stones out of olives, although I'm still not convinced by that. Alternative uses for prayer rooms. There's one here. I know. And do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? Coming up after three, would you eat a pony? Oh, yeah. I'd love a bit of flank. I'd love a good bit of flank right now. 03453 009956. Raj is in Walsall. Afternoon, Raj.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Raj. Do you feel sorry for Davey Travis?
Yes, I do feel sorry for him.
Why?
On the basis, they said that he had touched the lady for 15 to 20 seconds. 15 to 20 seconds is a long, long time.
Yep.
If she objected, why didn't you just brush him off straight away?
Because he was in a position of authority. She was a young woman just starting out in the business, and she thought if she did that, that maybe that would hinder her career.
No.
You don't buy that one?
I disagree.
Okay. Let me give you another one. Yeah. Because she was so shocked, she didn't believe it was happening until after it happened.
Even that. I think your instinct, impulse, is namely, if something happens, you reject, don't you?
He's a big fella. He's a tall fella. He's a broad fella. He was an old man. Fella. She was a young, short woman, and he was physically intimidating.
Oh, she felt intimidated, yeah?
You're not buying that one either?
Yeah, no, I am. I'll buy that
you'll
one.
You'll buy that one?
Intimidated.
Okay,
yeah,
she was physically intimidated. So has that cleared things up for you?
Yeah.
So have you stopped feeling sorry for him now?
Not so much feeling sorry for him. I think that she should have come up a lot earlier.
Yeah.
She brought it up a lot sooner, all right? She was scared and,
yeah,
you know, like the other lady was saying, she was worried because she would have been slaughtered if she'd brought it up earlier. But she wasn't in her family, and how long did the girl stay in that job for? Was she really worried about her career?
Is it? Have you ever been touched up against your will, Raj?
I've been locked up against my will, and, you know, and just because my brother used to do that What do I say? He abused me.
What do you mean he abused you?
No, no, is that what I'd say? Say, if my brother, when we were younger, he used to go out to play and lock me up. Would I say now, 30 years later, that my brother used to lock me up and...
completely different thing. I'm not asking, have you ever been locked up by your brother? Although, Raj, that is an excellent phone-in, and maybe we'll do that on tomorrow's show. No, have you ever had someone grope you against your will?
No, I haven't.
No. And I guess that's part of the problem. Do you know what? I have, actually. One Christmas party years ago, when I worked for another radio station, there was some woman, she was off her nut, and she was horrible, and she kept groping me, and it was really awkward and embarrassing. And at one point, she grabbed the crown jewels, and I said, right, I'm going to stop you there. That's out of order. I'd really like you to stop now, please. But it felt difficult coming out and saying that. And I'm a big bloke. So imagine a small woman in that position.
Yeah, I appreciate that, you know, but...
But you don't appreciate it that much?
Yeah, I could accept that, you know.
Raj, thank you very much indeed. By the way, Joe, tomorrow, have you ever been locked in somewhere by your big brother? We're doing that. That is actually a phone-in tomorrow, you see? Let's go to Carol. Afternoon, Carol.
Afternoon.
Do you feel sorry for David Travis?
I want to pick up on what Jeff said.
Yes.
Why did it take so long? For the other lady who said it took her 23 years.
It took you 23 years?
Yeah.
Can I ask, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, what happened to you?
It was, we used to go down, ride horses, and I'm not going to go into explicit.
No.
Used to ride horses, and he'd say, you know, you can muck out the horses and you can ride the horses for free. But the reason then, and I'm not saying I never thought of anything, I never told my parents, never told anybody, there was myself and my friends, and we just kept it to ourselves. There was a programme on the TV, and I'm going back now, it was the day before my birthday, and it was, there was a time lapse where you could actually pull people up for it, and it was 25 years, and it was 23 years. Before that, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
And I rang the police station and I sat in my house and I cried and cried and cried, and the police came round the next morning and it was my birthday and I did a statement, and then I went down and the two policewomen were absolutely wonderful, and I went down and I showed them where the house was, but the chap Jeff, who I would actually like to rip his throat out.
Okay, don't give us any more names or any more details.
Okay, sorry, the gentleman who was on a few times before.
Oh, Jeff, sorry, I thought you were talking about... Okay, sorry, yes, Jeff,
no, yeah, yeah, yeah. The gentleman, one of your callers, who said, oh, why, da-da-da-da-da. And it is the most... I didn't tell... I only told my mum about a year... I hadn't told my husband anything. And about a year later... They found who he was. He got Alzheimer's, so they couldn't take him into. They couldn't prosecute him, and now I've found out he's dead. Yes. But I told my husband, and then my husband went, "Oh my God! Now I know why." Because it's part, and it's affected the whole of my life. Mm. You know, your personal life. Oh, now I know. Oh, yeah. Now I. Oh, okay.
Suddenly, suddenly, parts of your behaviour started to make sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got three daughters, and I say to them, I was only 13, and I say to my daughters, if ever you are touched inappropriately, and you know what inappropriate is, you make sure you kick, you scream, you shout, you brawl, you scratch, you do whatever it needs. I don't care who they are.
It's hard, though, isn't it, for kids? It's hard, because kids, you know, the kids are told to respect adults.
But I've explained to my daughters, I have explained to them, because I have to protect them. So if any man, and I understand that she was a lady, who the offence was taken about, you know, elbow in the chin, get off me.
Carol, we've got to move on just because of time constraints, but I appreciate your call on this. 03453 009956. So, for all you doubters, all you people who are phoning up saying you have got sympathy for David Travis because it happened so long ago, why didn't she come out sooner? Why has it taken 19 years? Are you starting to get why it can take a long time for victims of abuse to come out? 03453 009956. Ellen, stay there. Be with you in a minute.
Friend or foe, we'll share this dream.
And it is that man, Bodler Hall, who gives Aston Villa the lead.
Let rivalries return. Get behind your team.
And Paul Downing puts Walsall 3-1 up.
You always need someone to share every moment. We'll be there till the season's end.
Great ball, Thomas, roof of the net, and Blues are in front.
Your club is our club. The goal horn awaits, my football friend.
The station for commentary this season.
BBC WM 95.6.
To apologise for Taylor Swift, we've got some Lenny Kravitz.
Afternoon, Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. So, do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? Here's an email from Chris in Hales Owen. Ian, your phoner Jeff had the guts to speak a lot of common sense that many of us are reluctant to voice. The threat of a prison sentence for what so many of our gender may well have done is totally over the top. Though I did have a very deep conversation with my wife over this, and we agreed this anonymous girl was intimidated. Among equals, a slap around the face might have been more in proportion. Kim in Darlaston has texted in, Ian, it was such a shock to the lady who Dave Lee Travis jiggled her boobs that it took her 19 years to complain about it. If someone had done that to me, he'd have had a punch in the nuts instantly. Can I say nuts on the afternoon at BBC WM 5-6? Yep, OK, we can. OK, just. If she was a child, that would be different, but she wasn't. My mind boggles. Kim at work. Ellen's in Great Barr. Afternoon, Ellen.
Good afternoon.
Do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis?
Well, it's not so much as feeling sorry for him, but yes. I cannot understand anyone that does not come forward. Because if they don't come forward, things happen and they multiply like Jimmy Savile's did.
Loads of people came forward to complain about Jimmy Savile and they were ignored.
Nothing was done. Why didn't that lady slap him and then make an issue of it?
Because
he was
a big celebrity and she was just...
It doesn't matter how big they are. Well, no,
it doesn't. It shouldn't, but if you are just starting your career in television and a big celebrity does that to you and you slap them, that's it, game over.
I tell you now, if that happened to any of my children, I don't... one of them will come back and talk to me, and then I go down the right channels. Not 19 years after, people have gone and have disappeared and one thing and another. We was told to look after one another. And if you can't look after your own children, like that lady before, she kept it so quiet. Now she tells her children. Why didn't she do it? Because other girls at that stable was messed with. I just don't...
But she was... But Ellen, when it happened to her, she was a 13-year-old girl.
I don't care. You still have got the fact to scream. She was 13
no,
years
don't.
Of age.
Ellen.
So is her daughter.
Ellen.
She's told her daughter
Ellen.
Not to scratch, to scream.
Ellen.
Yes.
13-year-old children
yes.
do not necessarily have the power within them to tell an adult to stop abusing them. It's all about... It's not just about...
If it happens once, it never happens again.
What is that? I don't even know what that means.
Well, it would never happen.
It's her fault. It's her fault for going back.
No. Well, listen to me. When we used to go to school, we used to go over through woods and one thing and another, and we had a man keep flashing on us. Now, we could have giggled and let it get on with, but we reported it, and they waited, and they found that man. Now, if we hadn't have said anything, how many more children would have gone through what we went through when we were little? And I am so happy that I said something, because we forewarned my younger sister going to school that way.
I'm slightly confused. Just going back to the caller who was abused at 13 in a hall.
Right.
I'm confused. Are you saying it was her fault?
No, it's not her fault, but she should have said something.
Ellen, I'm going to stop you because I just want to squeeze in Patrick before the top of the hour. When you're a kid and you are being abused, abusers tend to pick kids that they know they can manipulate and scare and control. And when you're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, it's almost impossible to stand up to an adult, and say, oi, stop that, that's wrong. It's all about control and fear and manipulation and shame and all of those things. Thank you for your call. You're wrong, but thank you. 03453 009956. Patrick's the last call before 3 o'clock. Patrick, what would you like to say?
I wonder how it would have gone if he'd have been brought to trial in the 70s, 80s and 90s, because our whole attitude towards everything has changed, hasn't it?
Mm.
And in my opinion, it's changed for the better. But I also think that at some point, there isn't a guy out here in this country who probably hasn't done something a little bit inappropriate. That includes myself. I remember when we were kids, Birmingham City Centre, around the nightclubs in the 70s, used to go up to a young lady and say, I can make your boobies move without touching them. What you're drinking? Bacardi and Coke. I'll bet you a Bacardi and Coke. And they used to go, well, all right then. So you jiggle the boobies and say, oh, you've got Bacardi and Coke. You know, but we didn't do it to individual girls. We went up to a crowd of girls and you know, I would not do that today. I wouldn't. I'm talking 40 years ago. But in the same breath, I think the whole attitude to everything has changed. Would he have got found guilty if he was being charged in the 1970s, 80s or 90s, you know what I mean?
Patrick, I've got to move on just for time. Can we carry that thought over? Patrick, thank you. Is it the context that makes a difference? Doing that in a nightclub, is that different to doing it in a working environment? 03453 009956. Let's get some travel news now. Here's Adam Crowther.
The M40 northbound, junction 16 up to the M42. Still quite congested following an accident earlier on, and it's slow going on the southbound side of the M6. Junction 13 at Stafford South down to 12 for the A5 at Gailey. Major works continue there. The northbound M5 queuing from junction 2 at Oldbury past junction 1 at West Brom to the M6 link. And also quite busy around Dartmouth Middleway on towards Dartmouth Circus and the Aston Expressway. But out towards Spaghetti, generally not moving too badly. Public transport routes are moving well. If you can update us, 08453. 00228.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Of your calls coming up about Dave Lee Travis, and would you eat a pony? Man alive, I fancy a nice bit of flank. We'll talk about that and more after the news with Charlotte Harriman.
David Cameron has urged MPs to support airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Iraq, but he warned the mission would last years. Six RAF Tornado jets are ready to carry out attacks if the Commons approves military action at the end of today's debate. The Labour MP for Perry Barr, Khalid Mahmood, has been taking part.
And I call this deliberately, not ISIL, not ISIS, ISIS, not IS. I call it, and Burmese predominantly tend to call it, the un-Islamic state. That's what it is.
The former BBC presenter Dave Lee Travis has been given a suspended 3-month prison sentence for indecent assault. He was convicted of groping a young television researcher behind the scenes at the Mrs. Merton show in 1995. The Sunday Times journalist Camilla Long, who interviewed Travis 2 years ago, says he was unable to control his impulses.
He seems to need to put his hands on women very near to him. He also doesn't know whether to be nice to them or nasty to them, which is why my experience of him was him at once sort of touching me, but then also telling me off and telling me to do this and shouting at me and telling me that if I got things wrong, he would be furious. I think he's a terrible person and really unpleasant and nasty.
Counter-terror police are questioning 2 men arrested on the M6 in Warwickshire this morning. Detectives are still holding 9 others detained yesterday as part of an investigation into Islamic-related terrorism. An inquest continuing into the deaths of 3 patients at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital who were operated on by the same heart surgeon. The coroner's heard evidence that there were too many operations that went on for too long and contributed to the deaths. It was claimed that had the surgeon, Ian Wilson, filled in his data correctly, the surgery would never have taken place. Our health correspondent, Michele Paduano, reports from Birmingham Coroner's Court.
There were 15 cases that led to this particular inquiry. And if you look back to 2003, Mr. Wilson underreported on 539 cases.
The Pride of Birmingham Awards take place tonight. The event's at the city's town hall and we'll see 8 inspiring people honoured for acts of courage or bravery. Private Carl Hinnett is nominated after a mob attacked his armoured car, resulting in him suffering 37% burns. He described the moment it happened.
I couldn't think of anything, you know, just overwhelmed with shock and panic, really. Yeah, after about 15, 20 seconds of being on fire, you know, I kind of got a grip of myself and realised that, you know, if I'd have stayed in there, that's where I'd have ended up being.
And BBC WM will keep you up to date with all the winners with special backstage reports from 7 tonight. Finally, the weather. Sunshine this afternoon, though breezy, with temperatures reaching 17 degrees Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, dry, dipping down to 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And looking at the weekend, tomorrow will be cloudy to start with, but sunny spells in the afternoon. Highs of 18 degrees Celsius, that's 65 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, here every Friday, 2 till 4, and every Saturday, 9 till 12. Me and producer Joe kind of just, you know, I don't know, talking about stuff. I don't really know. If you want to give us a call this afternoon, you're more than welcome to. What have we discussed so far? Well, alternative uses for prayer rooms. There's a prayer room here at BBC WM. It turns out I'm one of the first people to discover it. I heard rumour of it, and I was putting it around and asking the other members of the staff, where's the prayer room? Oh, there's not a prayer room here. No one knew anything about it. I managed to track it down. Boy, oh boy, it's a corker. Alternative uses for prayer rooms, please. We're also talking about what do you do at work to entertain yourself. I like to hide people's bags. I like to hide behind desks and bounce out and scare people. And today I was standing on the walkway and throwing coins at people. It was flipping hilarious. What do you do to entertain yourself at work? There's nothing better than playing dodgems in the office chairs, is there? Two of you in office chairs and someone else pushes you really hard at each other. Wonderful. Or even lanyard fights. 03453 009956. Is it appropriate to tell you I only learnt what the word lanyard meant about 6 months ago? Yeah, I only learnt how to use apostrophes 3 weeks ago. I know. Who gives a stuff about the Oxford comma? Yeah, 3 weeks ago I learnt how to use apostrophes.
03453 009956. Now, here's something. Ever been to Dartmoor? Those flipping ponies! Those ponies get everywhere, don't they? Well, this week, the Dartmoor Hill Pony Association said they are planning to market Dartmoor pony meat to the public as a way of solving the problem of too many foals on Dartmoor. But after the horse meat scandal last year... Let me just get... How many people got sent to prison because of the horse meat scandal? None. Remember that? The horse meat scandal. Nobody got done for it. But after that, would you be happy to eat pony meat? Or is it, well, you know, just a bit pony? We can speak to Drew Butterfield from the Dartmoor Pony Heritage Trust. Afternoon, Drew.
Hello there. Hi.
What does a pony taste like?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh. Would you not try one?
It's not on my menu, no.
Ah. So what about this plan, then, to market pony meat?
Well, I work for a registered charity that has been working for the last 10 years to secure the future for the Dartmoor pony on Dartmoor. And have to say, we were quite surprised when we opened up our local paper to see plates of pony meat. And the reason for that is there is a very simple solution to saving the Dartmoor pony, and it doesn't involve eating them.
Ah, go on. What's your solution?
Well, it's having a proper management plan out on the commons. So rather than every year breeding hundreds of foals that you don't know what to do with, you take the sensible action and you look at way of controlling the breeding. And that actually comes down to the birds and the bees, or shall I say mares and stallions.
Oh, yes.
If you don't have so many stallions out on the commons, you can't breed the foals. And that is by far, far easier solution than turning around and breeding more foals for a marketplace that we have no idea if it even exists.
Are there too many foals at the moment?
Yes.
But I've got no idea how many Dartmoor ponies are. How much surplus do we have there?
Well, it's a really interesting one. Dartmoor ponies are a breed, and we have the breed on Dartmoor. And then we've got other types of ponies, several ponies living on the commons of Dartmoor, which are farmed by hill farmers. And there's about 1,000 adult breeding animals out there. No one's actually 100% sure how many ponies we've got out on the commons, but there is an estimate of around 1,000. Now, when I started 10 years ago, there were estimated to be 3,500. So you can see there is quite a swift decline in the breeding stock. But we're still selling more ponies than there is a demand for.
But what's your beef with eating ponies? Are you a vegetarian?
Well, I suppose you've put it there. Dartmoor has fantastic beef and lamb, and the farmers here are saying they're finding it harder and harder to make ends meet selling beef and sheep. So
maybe they should branch out to ponies.
To add another type of meat to the plate is not only going to squeeze our beef and sheep farmers, but we don't need to eat Dartmoor ponies. We have a glut of equines right across the UK. We have welfare centres absolutely full of them. My biggest concern is at this time of year, we are just rounding up all of the foals. We've got a sale next week, and there will be some very well-intended people who will come along, buy ponies, who probably now can't, they will feel through emotional blackmail that, my goodness, if I don't buy the pony, someone's going to eat it. So we're going to find that there's going to be welfare issues because the wrong people are going to be saving the pony.
People aren't going to be buying ponies because they're worried someone's going to eat it, are they?
I promise you they will be there, and they are best intended, but those people will be buying a wild animal that isn't tame. Then they'll be taking it home, and then in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be phoning us and saying, I've got an animal I don't know how to look after. How do I know this? It happens year after year after year.
Are you a vegetarian, Drew?
No. I love a good beef steak.
Well, why don't you have a nice bit of flank?
No need.
Well,
there's absolutely no need. Will not support the saving of the Dartmoor pony.
There's no need to eat beef. There's no need to eat any of the animals. They just listen. I was a vegetarian for 25 years, and boy, oh boy, this March my life changed as I rediscovered meat. I'll eat anything that had a face now.
Well, all I can tell you is that the British public, we have lots and lots of riding schools all over the country, and we send our children there, and they learn to ride a pony or a horse. What we haven't started doing is riding a cow or riding a sheep. We have a very different relationship with equines. Now, what I'm not going to do is say whether it's or wrong for the public to eat equines. There is a glut of horses that people can go and try. The whole racing industry has excess racehorses that people can go and try. What it is wrong is to say that the way to save the Dartmoor pony is to eat it.
Okay.
And I have to say that our charity's work does very clearly say we need to manage our commons better. We need to look at more controlled breeding so that we don't have this perennial problem.
Drew, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you very much. Drew Butterfield from the Dartmoor Pony Heritage Trust. Your thoughts on that, please. It's weird because a year ago, 10 months ago, my position will be completely different. I was a vegetarian, quite hardcore. Now, if it's got a face, I'll eat it. I'll try anything. Still not that bothered about trying fish. I'm never going to eat a prawn. That's just me. I'd eat a pony. I don't see. And it's interesting, if Drew's, one of Drew's arguments seemed to be, well, we don't ride cows, we don't ride sheep. Oh, come on, we've all wanted to dress up our little babies in jockey costumes and attach them to a sheep, haven't we? A little 18-month toddler dressed up in a little silk shirt and a peak cap on a tiny little saddle on the back of a sheep. I'd love that. I'd love that. Yeah, we don't ride sheep. Well, hang on. We don't. No, steady. No, steady. We don't sit on the back of sheep and cattle and go for races on them is perhaps a better way of phrasing it. Joe, thank you. But we do have this weird relationship with horses in this country where we like them, we love them, we think they're really cute. But what's the problem with eating them? The French eat them. Not necessarily the best argument for, I'll admit. They eat snails over there. Ooh, I love a snail. Oh, it's like eating garlic-flavoured bogies. 03453 009956. What's your beef with eating ponies? Afternoon. It's Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Here every Friday from 2 till 4, and every Saturday 9 till 12, producer Joe and myself. Generally arguing with people, that seems to be the main theme. Would you eat a pony? Very simple question. Of course you would. There is no argument. If you eat cows, if you eat sheep, if you eat chickens, lovely chickens. Lovely chickens. Oi, oi, oi. Then there is no argument for not eating horses and ponies. There's no argument. It doesn't make... I could eat a cow. I couldn't eat a horse. Well, where does that come from? That's a nonsense argument. O3453-00956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Can anybody explain to me why they would eat a sheep, but they wouldn't eat a horse? There's no logical reason for it. 03453-00956. We're also asking as well, do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis? That's the one that's got you excited and hot under the collar. Alan's in Cotteridge. Afternoon, Alan.
Hi, Ian. Hamburger here.
OK.
Yeah, I'm real sorry for DLT because I grew up listening to him on Radio 1.
Yeah.
And he's fallen from grace.
Well, are you feeling sorry for him because he has fallen from grace, or do you think he's been hard done by the legal system?
Well, I feel his fallen from grace from Radio 1 was absolutely spectacular for him to resign on air, but the legal system, they were too lenient on him.
You think he should have got more than just a 3-month suspended sentence?
He should have been put away for tens of years. I mean, look at Stuart Hall. He fiddled with girls and he's serving time. Harris as well.
OK, Hamburger, let's just clarify, though. Stuart Hall abused children. He sexually abused children and girls under the age of 16. All that Dave Lee Travis has been found guilty of, so therefore all that Dave Lee Travis in the eyes of the law has done, that sounds demeaning to the victim, I don't mean it to be, but all he has done is jiggled a woman's breasts for 20 seconds. Does that really deserve years in prison?
But it's still a sexual offence, whatever way you look at it, and he should be on the sex offenders register as well.
I wonder if he will, but that's not been mentioned. I wonder if he will. But Hamburger?
Yes?
Would you
McNugget?
Would you ever eat a pony?
No, because, as you know, I'm into me horse racing, and it would be a cruelty to the animal.
Hey, you speak about cruelty. I mentioned this last week and I forgot. There was a shot of a famous racehorse. Did you see this, Joe? There was a famous racehorse, right, and he fell over and broke his leg, as racehorses often do. Hmm? We can't. Okay, yeah, we will do this tomorrow. He broke his leg, and so they erected screens around him, as they do. But someone snuck in and took a picture of him being shot in the head.
Oh no, that's not wise.
But that's what. But Hamburger, if you support that sport, that's what happens every week.
But only with the jumpers, it's a very rare occurrence on the flat.
Sorry?
It's a very rare occurrence for that to happen on the flat racing.
Well, but even still, Hamburger, should we be allowing animals... By the way, I think tomorrow's show is just stating in this conversation, should we be allowing animals to take parts in sports if there is a strong chance they might get shot?
I mean, you wouldn't put a dog down if they had a broken leg.
No, you wouldn't. The reason they do it with horses, I have been told, is because a horse has to stand up for the majority of the time, and obviously it can't support its leg. Joe, let's have a little look at that story and animals and sport. I think that might be a fun. You see, this is how it works. Most other shows would have had that meeting off air. We did it on air because we're crazy. We don't play by the rules. On the subject of horses, Francesco. Good afternoon, Francesco.
Good afternoon.
Would you eat a pony?
Yeah.
Ever had?
Sorry.
What? Yes. What? Ever had one?
No, not personally, but I did every time I got to Italy, I ate a horse meat.
They love a bit of the horse meat in Italy, do they?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's good.
And how do they serve it up?
Well, usually rare.
Right, like a steak?
Yeah, just like a steak, and it's good as.
It's as good as a steak.
It's not better.
Yeah.
It's not better.
It's supposed to be quite chewy, the old horse meat, isn't it?
Ah, well, I don't know about that.
Well, you've eaten it.
Yeah, yeah, mine was perfect. It was good.
Yeah. It's weird. We have this weird relationship in this country with animals, don't we, Francesco, where some of them we go, mmm, lamb, delicious. But horses and dogs and indeed cats, we turn our nose up at. Why is that?
I don't know. Could be mentality, I don't know. The way being brought up.
Francesco, excellent call. Coming up soon.
The Voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
What's all these Albion fans moaning about, Frankie?
You're rubbing it in, are you?
I think Al Mervyn's doing a great job. That's from all our Villa fans. Jeremy, please keep him.
It's your show and your opinions. How you tell me is up to you.
This is the Albion side I've seen.
However you like to get it off your chest, let's talk.
I don't know how much credit should be given to Paul. I don't know how much credit should be given to Roy King.
The football phone-in. Have your say with the legends. Weeknights from 6.
They should put a bit more effort in, or they don't want to be on the pitch.
BBC WM
95.6.
Sue is in Cornwall. Afternoon, Sue.
Good afternoon.
What have you got for us?
Well, regarding DLT.
Yeah.
I don't actually feel sorry for him. I don't agree with your previous caller where they said they should lock him up for years and years. The reason I don't is because I was a young woman in the 70s. And things were very, very different then. It was a very male-dominated period. And people like DLT, they were gods at that time,
yeah.
And women would be throwing themselves at them. I didn't. I was only young. So there was probably quite a lot of that went on, and there's probably quite a lot of women who are my age today that can probably relate to what happened. But, of course, you don't go to the courts and things like that for various reasons. But they were of a mentality, men in power, and they did kind of think that they could do what they wanted.
There is, among certain people, and I kind of get that from what I've seen of David Travis, a sense of entitlement.
Yes, exactly. You've used the exact word.
Mm.
People like that thought they were entitled to do certain things that today is totally unacceptable, and to many of us would have been unacceptable in those days. But, of course, men in power, if a young girl, a teenager, early 20s, was to go and complain about them, they would have been just knocked back. And if they worked for that person, they probably would have got the sack.
So
nobody believed them.
I think that's part of the problem, isn't it, of being believed. Sue, thank you very much. 03453 009956.
Addiction when we came.
colours are like my dream. Red, gold and green. Red, gold and green. Come a, come a, come a, come a, come a chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Love would be easy if the colours were like my dream. Red, gold and green.
Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. I've just had a lovely joy of seeing one of Paul Frank's guests, George Egg, who I've not seen for 16 years, probably. I think he may be fuming and going, hang on, we saw each other a couple of years ago. My memory is not what it was. But I've not seen him for 16 years. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant comedian. He's going to be on Paul's show after 4 o'clock. So well worth a listen, just for George Egg. Even if you don't listen to anything else, stick and listen to him because the bloke is hilarious. OK, the last 30 minutes of the show, we'll carry on taking your calls about Dave Lee Travis. And is there a connection between this? There's a very thin one. Is romance dead? Is romance dead, do you think? Are you a romantic? I think as you settle into marriage, you become less romantic because you don't need to try, do you? I was going to say, you know, I think I'm quite romantic. I've not done anything romantic for years. Have I? I don't know. Your thoughts, please. It's quite often seen, perceived as being a little bit sexist to do romantic things. 03453 009956. Like, oh, get it. Who wants flowers delivered? Oh, no. It is. Getting flowers is such a pain in the bum. You've got to unwrap them, take the elastic bands off, cut them to size. No. We can start off by saying getting flowers delivered is a right pain in the backside. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Adam.
The M40 northbound, slow following that accident earlier. Up from Warwick towards the M42 link is still quite slow, despite the fact that all lanes are now open. The M42 northbound, junction 9 at the M6 toll to 10 for the A5 at Tamworth. It's been an accident, quite a lot of debris across the carriageway. Lane 1 of the 2 is closed off, and the highest agency reducing speeds to 50 miles an hour on that northbound side. Southbound is slow going as well, approach with a bit of caution there. Southbound on the M6, junction 13 down to 12, that's Stafford South to the Gailey and Cannock turn. That's quite slow going through the roadworks at the moment. And Newport Road through all Brighton is slow through the roadworks at the Worcester Road junction. A set of temporary lights in place there. No major delays in terms of the accidents or incidents being reported through Birmingham city centre. Quite busy for you around Dartmouth Middleway onto the Aston Expressway. Soho Road on the A41 right the way out towards the M5 at junction 1 really looking quite heavy going now. And the A38 Bristol Road in towards Surrey Oak from Edgbaston is starting to slow as well. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 0022.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
It's 3:30, last 30 minutes of the show. More of your calls after the news with Charlotte Harriman.
David Cameron has urged MPs to support airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Iraq, but he warned the mission would last years. 6 RAF Tornado jets are ready to carry out attacks if the Commons approves military action at the end of today's debate. A man has been jailed after an 11-day-old baby died in a road traffic collision on the M6 near Cannock. 32-year-old Thomas Fryer from Shirley previously pleaded guilty to causing death by careless driving. He was sentenced to 8 months in prison and received a driving ban for 3 years. Counter-terror police are questioning 2 men arrested on the M6 in Warwickshire this morning. Detectives are still holding 9 others detained yesterday as part of an investigation into Islamist-related terrorism. An inquest continuing into the deaths of 3 patients at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital who were operated on by the same heart surgeon. It was claimed that had the surgeon, Ian Wilson, filled in his data correctly, the surgery would never have taken place. Looking at the weather, sunshine this afternoon, breezy, with temperatures at 17 degrees Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, dry and dipping down to 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the weekend, tomorrow will be cloudy to start with, but sunny spells will break through into the afternoon. And highs of 18 degrees Celsius, that's 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
It's weird doing this show. This is Ian Lee, by the way. Good afternoon. Normally do Saturdays, 9 till 12, and this is very early days of producer Joe and myself doing Friday afternoons, 2 till 4. It's a regular feature, this show. And it's strange because in the show, it's only 2 hours long, as opposed to 3 hours at the weekend and Saturday. There are loads of songs to play. It feels kind of crammed and packed and rushed. So I'm hoping I think we're getting away with it just about. Last 30 minutes of the show, if you want to give us a call, now would be an excellent, excellent time to do it. 03453 00956. We are talking about Dave Lee Travis. Do you have any sympathy for Dave Lee Travis? Do you feel sorry for him? It sounds like that question is coming with some baggage. But I don't mean it to. I'm trying to sound impartial on this one. And hopefully I'm kind of just about getting away with it. Lots of interesting calls on that. You can still give us a call now if you want, the last 15 minutes of the show. I've got a few texts as well to do, which I will read out. And also, would anybody fancy eating a pony? I think I would. And I can't understand why some people would say, yeah, do you know what? I'd eat a sheep, but I wouldn't eat a pony. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? How does that work? What's the difference between a sheep and a pony? OK, I know the obvious answers, but why would you eat one and not t'other? 03453 00956. Now, Oxford and Cambridge universities are introducing compulsory sexual consent workshops for their students. It's to educate students on knowing where the boundaries are and reading signals when someone is too drunk to consent or that consent can be withdrawn. We need lessons to teach us this? Flipping heck! But if we had courtship rules of olden days, people weren't courting, then these kind of lessons wouldn't be needed, would they? Is romance dead? Are people nowadays too willing to just hop into bed with each other? Well, Dr. Rick Norris is a chartered psychologist. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Is romance dead? Do we need these lessons that, to me, seem quite obvious?
Well, it is interesting to see how, over a number of generations, people's approach to romance and dating has changed significantly. And I suppose you can track this back in part back to the 1960s when we had the sexual revolution, and there was much greater access to contraception, which did lead to a more relaxed approach to people having sex before marriage. However, you know, we have seen that relaxed attitude become even more ingrained in this century. And I suppose part of the issue as well is that it's coupled with, if you look at the statistics as far as people's approach to drinking is concerned, things have changed greatly. So it's now the relative cost of alcohol is much cheaper, so people going for a night out and drinking far more than that perhaps they would have done in the past, and also women drinking far more than they might have done two generations ago, has left us with a situation where, unfortunately, sometimes perhaps we could argue that maybe romance is dead in some respects.
It does seem. Oh, I mean, I kissed my favorite girl. I kissed my first girl when I was 15. I didn't kiss another girl for another 2 years, and it was the same girl. Yeah, I'm being called a loser here, but I was terrified. Do we not have that kind of fear anymore?
No, I definitely think that would not have been untypical a generation ago. So I think the reality is, unfortunately, and I think it is unfortunate, if you look at a number of factors, so the sexualisation of children. So children are exposed to things that wouldn't have happened generations ago. And therefore, what appears to be acceptable or normal behaviour is seen very differently. So people having sex at younger ages is certainly a trend that we're seeing. And, you know, particularly in this country, we do have a real problem with teenage pregnancies. So we are seeing definitely changes in the whole sexual...
Here's the thing, Rick, that people now just want to have it away on their first dates. Is that it? And the kind of the tease, are we going to kiss on the doorstep and then see each other next week? That's kind of gone, and we want everything straight away.
I'm afraid there is more than an element of truth in that. And, of course, the problem with that is that it doesn't allow you to build a proper relationship before you start to introduce the sexual element of it. So if people, you know, meet very quickly and start to have a physical relationship, very often they don't know that individual very well at all. And it only takes a bit of common sense in to think that's probably not a good thing.
So what should we be doing then? How do we encourage people to, you know, anticipate the tease, prolong it?
Well, I love your terminology there. Actually, very often, what we know is that it's sometimes called deferred gratification.
There we go. That's the phrase. Thank you. Yes.
The more we wait for something, the more we appreciate it when we get it. So there is some value in that. And also, the quality of the experience is likely to be a lot better as well. You know, there's no doubt about it. I think when we've actually been going out with somebody for a while, and we've learned to like them as a person, then when you finally, you know, get to sleep with them, then the quality of the experience is likely to be a lot better, simply because you know each other better, you're more familiar with each other, not... You know, rather than just having having sex on a first date, which is likely to be a less satisfactory experience.
Rick, you put it in such wonderfully romantic terms. Thank you very much, Dr. Rick Norris, a psychologist. Your thoughts, please. 03453 009956 is the telephone number. From sleeping on first dates to horses, not sleeping with them, but chowing down on them, eating them. Pauline's in Burton on Trent. Good afternoon, Pauline.
Hi!
Ha-ha.
I don't like you very much.
Go on, Pauline, tell me why. Because I love you.
No, you don't.
I
you
love
don't
you.
Love anybody, but...
I do. I love lots of people.
Can I tell you?
Yep.
Animals. You were on about animals and
yes.
What have you.
Yes, I was.
But, well, I won't go into it because... What? Last time you told me, just shut up. I'll shut up now.
Well, hang on a minute. So you've just phoned up to not tell me anything?
Yeah.
Well, why? Okay. This is an awkward phone conversation. Okay, I won't tell you to shut up. Why do you hate me today?
Because I've just listened to that guy and I'm not sure what I'm listening about. What are we listening about?
What? At this precise second in time, I've got no flipping idea, love, but I'm going to pursue it. What are you talking about, Pauline?
Exactly. I don't know what that guy was on about.
He was saying that young people want to have it away too quickly and they should wait a bit longer and romance is dead.
Oh, I think they should all be put down.
What, the young people?
Yeah.
And you're accusing me of not loving any people. You want to kill a whole generation? Gosh, this is like pulling teeth from a toothless man. Pauline, I believe you wanted to speak about animals and horse meat.
Yes.
Go on then.
Well, what's going on? You go on about it, don't you? But you haven't got any proof.
Of what?
Of what these people are doing to the animals.
What people are doing?
Hang on then. Okay, I'm a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you are asking these people, what you do is you argue with everything.
I'm not arguing with you, and yet I think I've got very good reason to.
Oh, here we go again.
Pauline, you phoned up. I've got no idea what you're banging on about. Would you eat a horse, yes or no?
Oh, no! Of course it wouldn't eat an animal.
Thanks a lot very much indeed. Really?
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. People call me Maurice, cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talking about me, baby, say
say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. In the sun, I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree.
Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6 03453 00956. A quick recap for the last 15 minutes of the show before Paul Franks comes on. What are we talking about? We are talking about what's your beef with horses? Why would you eat a cow and a sheep but not a horse? Can someone explain it to me? I don't get it. I don't understand. We have this weird attitude towards some animals in this country. Oh, no, you can't eat a horse. Oh, no, please. I ordered duck the other day in a Thai restaurant, and my wife gave me the funny... You're not going to have duck, are you? Yeah. And she, this is what she said. We live near a river. Yeah, it'll be fresh. But we live near a river. You can't eat a duck. It gave me terrible indigestion, so the duck had the last laugh. 03453 00956. You can call in about that. We seem to, though, this afternoon, that the thing that's really got you by the throat is Dave Lee Travis, the former radio BBC radio television presenter, has been found guilty of one sexual offence and sentenced to a 3-month suspended sentence. Well, he's been given a 3-month suspended sentence. Do you feel sorry for him? Bob's in Burton. Bob, do you feel sorry for Dave Lee Travis?
No way. And do I feel sorry for him?
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. Well, if I can refer back to a call you had about 3/4 of an hour ago, Julie.
Yeah.
She summed it up, I think. I think the problem we've got, Ian, is there's an arrogance with blokes in general. And, you know, they think that they can come onto a woman and have no sort of repercussions. And it was worse back then, I must confess. Obviously, I'm a full-blooded bloke, you know, and to talk about jiggling a woman's boobs, I think it's terrible. It's an affront to their dignity, you know.
Is it? Listen, you know it's a no-no. I know it's a no-no.
Yep.
Most people wouldn't do it. Is it a prisonable offence?
I wouldn't say it's reasonable, but yeah, I'm trying to put myself in a woman's shoes, Ian.
That'll be a tight squeeze.
You know, I'm happily married. I've been for 40-odd years. I don't think women ought to be looked at as easy prey.
No.
But I'm going to diversify a little bit here, because I think people with fame, they do become arrogant. I don't know if it's sort of part of the contract when you're on TV or radio that, you know, you can become arrogant and get away with things. And that's why people don't or haven't in the past historically reported things. I mean, people reported Jimmy Savile, but they were laughed off the playing field.
I've just read an incredible book about Jimmy Savile. And people say, oh, why didn't they go and complain about him during the time? That loads of women and girls went and complained throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the beginning of the 20s. Loads of them went and complained, and they were either laughed at, they were ignored, they were told to get out. People did try and tell, and they weren't believed.
Absolutely. So I think this woman who's been, you know, behind closed doors for 19 years, fair play to her. It takes a lot of guts to come out, I think. And then the one guy, I can't remember his name, Jeff, I think he was very berating of women to say, you know, get over it.
Yeah, Bob, thank you for that. I'm moving on just because, there's only 12 minutes left before Paul comes in and does his thing. I want to squeeze in a few more calls. John is in Sheldon. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon,
Ian. What would you like to say, sir?
Dave Lee Travis,
yes.
Certain people have said that it should be referred to the Attorney General for resentencing. I agree with them, but the Attorney General could cancel the suspended part and hire the sentence, but he won't. I had to take a case to my MP. An elderly lady was killed on a zebra crossing. It's 80 years of age. This driver had stolen the car, no insurance, he's doing 60 mile an hour on the main A45 Coventry Road on a pedestrian traffic light, and the other two lanes are stopped, and he hit the lady, left her lying in the road dying. She died later that night, and he gave himself up. I considered he should have been charged with manslaughter. He was charged with death by dangerous driving. So I contacted John Hemmings, this is my MP, the MP for Yardley, and asked him to get on to the Crown Prosecution to get it referred for a higher sentence, but they refused to do so. But John Hemmings also referred it to the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And I had a copy of the letter that the Attorney General sent to John Hemmings, that he was going to get his lawyer officers to look into the case, and then he came back again, and he says, in our opinion, it wasn't unduly lenient.
Oh.
Now, the judge was going to give him 5 years, but because he pleaded guilty, the judge has to reduce it by a third, so he got 40 months.
John, this is...
Hang on a second.
Well, hang on, this is an incredible story. I'm just trying to work out how it ties into Dave Lee Travis.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about referring him to the Attorney General.
OK.
Now, John Evans agreed he should have been manslaughter.
Yes.
But the judge intended giving him 5 years, but because he pleaded guilty, he reduced it by a third, which he has to.
Yes.
To take it down to 40 months, for which he'll do 20 months. But if he's prepared to have a tag, be released with a tag.
This is the driver. Again, John.
Hang on, John.
We're running out of time. I've got Marie and Simon. Again, this is a fascinating story. I'm still trying to work out the connection between this and Dave Lee Travis.
Well, what I'm saying, if it's referred to the Attorney General, he won't do anything. What I'm going to suggest to all your listeners who are concerned about it is to either send an email urgently or a letter to their MP. And the more people there are, then the Attorney
then
something
General may happen. John, thank you. Thank you for that, John. Marie, Simon, stay there. I think John had a story he wanted to tell and was going to tell it, whatever. I appreciate that, John. Thank you.
Super trooper beams are going to blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's... Sleep and sing, wishing every show was
It's ABBA. It's ABBA, isn't it? It's ABBA, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Everyone knows ABBA. Last few minutes of this show. Paul Franks is up at 4 o'clock. Producer Joe and myself, if I can spit the words out, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with 3 hours of the same nonsense. Animals in sport. Dwarves, yeah. And thanks to one caller who said it today, ever been locked in somewhere by your sibling? That's the phone in. I just know that is the one that's going to go. Oh, also, is it about time that Great Britain bowed politely and stepped down from the superpowers table? We're sitting with the adults. We should be sitting with the kids. Sweden, Finland, Norway, shouldn't we? We'll do that tomorrow. Marie's in Coesley. Good afternoon, Marie.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marie. That's not a laugh. We won't have any laughter on this show, please. It is not the time or the place.
No, what? I feel a bit trite now after the last call. Serious.
It's good to have a little bit of triteness. That's the fun of doing this show, is that we jump between the light and the shade at a moment's notice. So what have you got for us?
Oh, no. Well, so it's a light. You've just played my favourite song in the world ever.
Really? Steve Super Miliband. Trooper?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, the Steve Miliband.
Oh, no, the Steve Miliband.
The Ed Miliband. Yeah. Okay, yes.
And I was phoning about meat.
Yeah.
About eating stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you eat meat, you should be prepared to eat anything.
Exactly.
If you don't eat meat.
Do you get meat regularly?
I don't eat a lot of meat, to be honest. Mm. But I'd eat anything.
Do you like large portions of meat?
You're very naughty. You are.
What? I'm just asking. What kind of meat do you like to?
I don't. My favourite meat is chicken, probably. No, I don't eat a lot of meat.
After 25 years of vegetarian, that's the title of my autobiography, by the way, guys. The chicken is so simple but so wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You could eat
do with a chicken apart from eat it, really?
So you haven't got any qualms about eating a horse?
No.
A dog?
No.
Rabbit?
Rabbit. No, I love rabbit.
Dog?
No. If I had to, yes.
Yeah. Duck?
Yeah, any bird.
Can you believe that? My wife said, you can't eat a duck. You're by it. We live near a river. That's insane, isn't it?
I think if you eat meat, I'm a hypocrite like most meat eaters.
Yes.
I can eat it, but I couldn't kill it myself.
Would you eat those flipping birds in your house?
My parrot.
Yeah, would you?
No. She's too nasty.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up! Bye. But Marie, lovely to speak to you. Ta-ta. We do have this weird, these kind of double standards when it comes to animals and meat, don't we? Oh, yeah, I'll eat a sheep. I'll eat a cow. I wouldn't eat a horse. Well, why not? Well, because we don't breed them for eating. Yeah, OK, well, how about if we put them in a field or in a, and we lock them all together? Would that make it different? It's odd, isn't it? I, having been a vegetarian, I will eat anything now. Simon's the last call on this show. Simon, what would you like to say?
I agree with you. Just eat anything.
It does seem odd, doesn't it?
I don't care what it is. If it's alive or dead, eat it. Anything at all.
Even if it's alive?
Well, there's people eat live octopus and stuff like that, don't they? And, you know.
Are there? I've never heard of that.
Have a look on MSN later, you'll see it.
A live octopus?
Mate, I'd eat anything at all. You know what? Serious note to this. Vegetarians, if everybody became a vegetarian, all cattle, all sheep, chickens, etc., they'd all die out. There'd be no need to breed them.
It works for me, Simon.
So if all these animal lovers and all these vegetarian idiots and want to go down that route, I'll tell you what, go and sponsor a bloody tiger.
Simon, thank you. What a great call to end on! He's just called all you vegetarians idiots. And who's ever eaten a live octopus? Right, let's get the travel news. Here's Adam.
The M40 northbound still queuing from Junction 16 up to the M42 link following an accident earlier on. It's also busy on the M42 northbound, 9 at the M6 toll to 10 for the A5 at Tamworth following an accident there earlier as well. And the M5 northbound, there's a broken down vehicle stranded up from Junction 6 at Worcester to 5 at Droitwich. Also looking quite busy from Junction 1 at West Brom on the M5 northbound to the M6 link. And expect delay on the A41 Newport Road at Old Brighton, where there's some works near to the Worcester Road junction causing some delay. To update me, 08453 002288.
waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at Breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
A very good afternoon. Ian Lee will be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'll do my best to inform and entertain over the next 3 hours. The football phone in from...